Well, my name is Lisanne Janis, and I am a retired real estate agent. I don't like to think of myself as a real estate agent anymore, so I'm just retired, and I'm a student at the University of Guelph. Hey.
My name is Mike Salisbury. I am a professional artist, used to be a city councilor, and my relationship to the space, I studied landscape architecture at Guelph, and so this space as an urban green space was always sort of an important place, but it's also as an arboretum with the just as an outstanding kind of natural space in the middle of the city is the allure for me.
So we're sitting in a fairly level green space, open space, and behind me is a very large sugar maple that turns a gorgeous shade of red in the fall. And behind Mike is the Arboretum Center that has it has some really beautiful ivies growing up the posts. And at the time in 2019, that whole concrete wall, that retaining wall, was covered with ivy, and it was bright red too. And it's just as we were walking around here one day, we said, this is the place. A particular memory of mine is that I asked my parents, who are in their late 80s, to walk me up the aisle to meet Mike at the front here. And my mom has dementia, and I had asked our choir to sing. Some members of the Guelph Community Singers were here singing in this little
gazebo.
And mom used to lead a choir, and she could remember that. And she was pulling my hand. She wanted to join the choir. She didn't realize that we were having a wedding. She just wanted to go and be with the choir and sing, you know? So I remember one of my memories is, no, Mom, we're going this way. You know, it was kind of fun.
Was the entryway to the space did not go through the building, but through the forest. And so it's 100 yards maybe. And so the idea was they could park. And then there was this, they'd had to walk through a forest path to get to the ceremony, which I thought was a really cool sort of reveal of the space. It's an element of sacred spaces is what's called a threshold. Mm-hmm. So to cross over and leave the profane behind and enter into the spiritual, this idea of going through a journey to go to a new space. Mm-hmm. And so it really was like, that was, I think, one of the part that I liked about that entryway was that it gave people that sense that they were entering into a new space. They were leaving what they had brought with them, you know, what they had, their life behind. They were now entering into a new thing. And I think that's a powerful experience for this space, is to come in. And then, of course, it's fairly dark as you go through that forest pathway. It's fairly dark. And then it opens up into this big, bright, sunny space. And all references to where you were before are gone. And so there was that effect of coming to a magical place or a spiritual place or a special place that because you'd left behind the world that you'd been before. And that was one, when we were looking at it, it was a big piece for me. I like this, right? Mm-hmm. Because the other would be to go through the building, and it's a beautiful building and all, but it's not the same, right?
No.